Okay, so I'm recording my intro after I already recorded the episode, so I have absolutely no voice, but that's my usual. Thanks for stopping by. This is not our usual. I'm not talking about sports. I'm not talking about politics. I'm literally just telling you that I delved into the world of fragrances, and I want to tell you guys some about it. So get out pencil and paper if you care. You might learn some things. And then, yeah, just take heed of my suggestion. I'm telling you, trust my nose. All right, hey, so it's been a while since I spoke to you guys. First of all, hello, how are you? Hope you're having a good day. Yeah, so what I want to do is talk to you guys about something that I've been playing in for a while, and that's the lovely world of smell goods, and particularly designer and niche-based fragrances. Now, why I went so far into this probably plays a little into the ADHD, but anyway, I wanted to share some overall grown woman fragrance updates. I just decided to make a podcast out of it, or at least make this episode out of it. So I'm starting with all of the fragrances that I do not like, hate, despise, ill, get away from me, that can never walk back into my home. So, in order to start that, I want to kind of break down, in case you don't know, what the term perfume and eau de perfume, eau de parfum and all that kind of stuff mean. So, the difference is in the percentage of the concentration of oils, right? So, at the very bottom, you have eau de cologne, then you have eau de toilette. And you have eau de parfum, parfum, and then parfum extrait. Now, my French is terrible and I have a lisp, so go forth with that. But anyway, that's what that means. So before I really get into it, I kind of want to talk about some of the fragrance notes that I'm going to talk about. Just kind of give you a heads up on what they are and what they mean. No, I'm not going to do it that way. So let's try this again. Let's just get into the list. So the first one is Bitter Peach by Tom Ford. Ooh, my God, stinky shit. Okay, so the fragrance notes that I got from Saks, Pêche Divine Accord, which is French peach, blood orange oil, Divana oil. Divana is a sweet herb. It's supposed to be like a tea smelling type of thing. What else is happening? Labdanum, which I found out is a resin. Now, a resin is like, you think maple syrup, that goo that comes out of wood, that's a resin. And it smells, I can't describe the smell. It's supposed to smell animalic, meaning like animals, and like ambergris, which I'll talk about later, which I love. But I like most of the things that I smell that have labdanum in it, except for this here. What else is happening? Patchouli oil from Indonesia, sandalwood oil from New Caledonia. Sandalwood is another type of aromatic wood. Sandalwood is one of the most expensive woods in the world because it maintains its fragrance for like eons. But yeah, Tom Ford Bitter Peach, it just smelled like musty armpit. I wasn't even getting peach out of the scent. I was getting more so just sharp, rotten citrus of some sort. It wasn't it for me. Moving on. Next, I have Squid from Zoologist. Now, I was absolutely terrified to try anything from the brand. I like most of the things I tried. Squid was not one of them. Within three sprays, I also figured out I'm an oversprayer, but that makes sense because I know my life. Squid smelled so stank, I had to go back in the shower and rewash. So Squid notes are pink pepper, which is pink peppercorn, which I found out through research is not even a peppercorn. It's a pink berry that just looks like peppercorn. Solar salicylate. I couldn't get any clear answer on what the hell that was, but know that it's a chemical that is supposed to make fragrances smell creamy. What? Sand-like? What? Light balsamic? None of that made any sense to me, but there you have it. What else? Incense is in there. Black Ink Accord, which I don't know what that smells like. Salty Accord. Apopanax, which is, oh, where are my notes? It's another resin. It's a gum resin. It smells kind of like frankincense. I can't tell you exactly what that smells like by itself because I don't think I've smelled anything that's heavy in that other than this, and I didn't like it. It also has ambergris, which I like, benzoin, which is another resin, I believe. Where are my notes? Come on, notes. Yeah, another resin from the styrax tree. I thought styrax was an animal, but whatever. And some sort of a musk. Yeah, squid, it just smelled so strong, and I couldn't, my nose hairs didn't pick up on anything pleasant in it. I just know that I don't ever want to smell it again. Other one I did not like, Wilhelm Parfumery Mango Skin. I just knew I was gonna like this smell. I did not. Top notes, blackberry, mango, black pepper. Heart notes, wild orris, black lotus, and jasmine. And the base notes, patchouli, vanilla, and pink sugar. Now, wild orris is something that I know I don't like. Orris root. I know I don't like that smell. It smells to me like old woman. It's supposed to smell like velvet, pepper, raspberry, and chocolate. Excuse me. It's also used in food. People say that if you cook it, it tastes just like raspberry. And it's also used in a Middle Eastern or North African spice blend called Ras El Hanout. I think that's how you pronounce it. Yeah, and oh, black lotus is literally a black leafed flower. It looks cute. It's in the pea family. It's supposed to smell sweet and fruity. Again, I don't know what it smells like on its own, but in combination with this other stuff, rotten mango flesh. So no for that. Another one I tried and hated was Tom Ford Fucking Fabulous. Now, per Tom Ford's own website, they were real shicey with the fragrance notes, and I don't know why. Tell me what's in it. They said that it was leather, sage, and taka bean. That's it. I also figure out that I don't like leather either, so there's that. But I like tonka bean. Oh, I also don't like sage. So those are, yeah, I was two for three. Had I known that ahead of time, I would have known I didn't like it. But yeah, horrible. Next one, I was super disappointed. Nichanay Africa Oliphant. So Nichanay is the brand that I absolutely love so far, but this one was not it. It contains the top notes ambergris, which I love, frankincense, myrrh, and labdanum. And at the heart, it has castoreum, civet, leather, and oud. At the base, it has muscone, and civetone. It's a lot of duplicates there. Castoreum, I did not research, but I know it comes from beavers and it's actually used a lot in like vanilla flavoring. I do not like the smell of castoreum at all. Civet, oddly enough, is a fragrance note that I really love. Again, leather, no, and oud, which is agarwood, is another it's not a resin. So the thing with oud slash agarwood, it's resinous, but it's actually Palo Santo tree. I'm sorry, no, it's the Aquilaria tree that's been infested with some kind of a fungus. And it's like the most fragrant wood on earth, or something like that. Yeah, Africa Oliphant was not for me. What else? Creed Royal Oud, I did not like. And I'm discovering that I'm not too crazy about a whole lot of Creed fragrances. Top notes, lemon, pink berries, which is pink peppercorns, bergamot, which is a citrus that we just can't eat because it's so bitter. Heart notes of cedar, galbanum, which is another resin. Angelica roots and the base of oud, sandalwood, and Tonkin musk. Royal oud, it was just hella strong and very aggressive in my nose, and I did not like it from the first spray. I tried to wear it throughout the day. I like none of it. Here's another disappointment. Tower Perfumes L'Air Du Désert Moroccan. All of the cute little YouTubers I be watching love this scent. I did not. Coriander, cumin, and petitgrain at the top. Rock rose. What is a rock rose? And jasmine in the middle. And then cedarwood, vetiver, and ambergris. The only thing in there that I know I like, cedarwood, vetiver, ambergris, and jasmine. The rest of that, it was so strong and so. No, it was such a no. Next, Ajmal Hatcore Wood. Top note are citrusy fruit. What the hell is that? Heart notes of spicy floral. Very subtle there, and base note of woodsy ambery. This is per their own website, so I don't know why you can't just tell me what's in it, but I didn't like it. It just smelled weird to me. Like it was a spicy weird. Was it a wood? Maybe. Was it a floral? Also maybe. Did I smell any fruit in there? Absolutely not. Hated it. Another disappointment, Jo Malone Pomegranate Noir. Now, I noticed that Jo Malone is mostly eau de toilettes, which is supposed to be lighter anyway, but she got some good ones. This one was not one of them. Pomegranate Noir. I definitely got the pomegranate at first, but it faded away and it kind of like got musty. Anyway, top notes. Oh, she's another one with her descriptions. Red fruits reminiscent of pomegranate. So, what fruits are there, ma'am? Floral blend like Casablanca lilies, so flowers, and then guaiac wood. Guaiac wood is it comes from the Palo Santo tree. Does it smell like Palo Santo? I don't know, because I couldn't get that far with Miss Jo Malone on that one. What other? Okay, Histoire de Parfum 1740 Marquis de Sade. Now, if I'm honest, I really only bought the sample because I like the name of it. Histoire de Parfum, they do a lot of like time piece type of fragrances, and I thought I was gonna like it. And I mean, technically, I'm supposed to be telling you about the ones that I hate. Now, I absolutely hated it the first time I sprayed it, but you know what? I might wh whip it out tonight and just try it out again and see what comes of it. But at the time, Now, she contains the top Bergamot Divina Sensualis. How is that different from Divina? I don't know. And in the middle, patchouli, coriander, cardamom. At the base, there's a lot of at the base, cedar, birch, labdanum, leather, vanilla, elemi, and immortelle. So elemi is, oh sorry, birch is a tree, of course. It's supposed to smell sweet and green. I don't know, maybe they mean like grassy. Yeah, elemi or elemi, however you pronounce it, is another resin, and it comes from the elemi tree. It's supposed to smell lemony and balsamic. Lemons and vinegar don't smell like to me, so I don't know. And then immortelle is a medicinal plant. It's supposed to smell like a lot of shit. Depending on what you put immortelle with, it changes how it smells. Maple syrup, smoky tea. What does smoky tea smell like, baby? And tobacco. So yeah, Histoire de Parfum. I'm gonna try it again, but for right now, it is an absolute not. And last but not least, this is really this might hurt some feelings. Creed Aventus. I know. Everybody loves it. It's so great. It's so great. Hated it. And the thing is I love fragrances that Creed Aventus is supposed to be similar to. Hate Creed Aventus. So at the top, pineapple, black currant, leaves, and apples. The middle, birch, pink berries, patchouli, jasmine. At the bottom, ambergris, sandalwood, oak moss, and vanilla. I can make out the pineapple at the top, the sandalwood, and the oak moss. I don't smell vanilla when I smell it. I don't smell jasmine when I smell it. Yeah, I did not enjoy it at all, and I can't wait to walk the rest of it out of my house. No. So those are the fragrances that I hated. I'm gonna go back and make another list of the ones that I didn't exactly hate, but they're not for me. So stay tuned. And I also might get back to the other stuff I'd be blogging about. So thanks for hanging out with me really quick. I hope you enjoyed it. I'll talk to you later. So the next portion of the program are the fragrances that they don't make me vomit, but I didn't particularly enjoy them. Starting with Mancera, Oud Lemon Mint. I think it's the coriander, the pepper, and the leather notes in there that just didn't sit right in my spirit. I didn't like it. It lasts. I'll give it to you. So Mancera is a fragrance house where all of their fragrances will last you all day long. I didn't particularly care for it. What else? Another Mancera one that I didn't like, Cedrat Bois. I'm assuming I'm pronouncing that right. And I couldn't figure out what it is in there that I don't like. Probably the oak moss a little bit. And the leather. It was the thing is, The citrus in it was so strong and so sharp. It kind of made the rest of it a little hard to adjust to for me. I think it's definitely a fragrance for men. For me, it was too much. Maison Francis Coeur de Jean, Aqua Vitae Colonia Forte. I didn't like any of the colognas. Aqua Vitae, I don't know if there's particularly anything in it that I didn't like. It didn't do nothing for me. Like, their fresh scents don't do much for me. Because the next one on my list is another one from them, Aqua Universalis Colonia Forte. It just didn't impress me at all. But Byredo Mojave Ghost. The only Byredos that I tend to like are the Veil Nights ones, the ones that are like red in color and insanely expensive. The regular degulars, it's too fresh for me. It doesn't it to me it wears like a toilet. And with for that kind of money, no. So Mojave Ghost, what's in here? Ambrette, Nestberry, Magnolia, Sandalwood, Violet, Cedarwood, Musk, and Vetiver. Something about that combination don't sit well with me. Next one on the list is another Coeur de Jean one, Amaris Femme. Now, it didn't make me retch. I ain't particularly care for it. What's in there? Pear, sweet pea, Amaris, lemon blossom, and iris. I've noticed I don't particularly care for the iris note in a lot of fragrances, iris or orris. And what the hell is amaris? No, Google doesn't want to tell me what it is. It's giving me the perfume itself. Yeah, whatever. So yeah, I didn't care for that one either. Back to Mancera, Black Gold. I think Black Gold is my least favorite Mancera. And as I read the notes, it kind of makes sense why. Fragrance notes are citrus, oud, lavender, did not like cinnamon, nutmeg, jasmine, violet. I'm not a big fan of violet, rose, marine notes. What is that? What is a marine note? And then patchouli, vetiver, leather, which I don't like. Amber and white musk. Yeah, not a fan of Black Gold. Ooh. So Replica by Maison Margiela. I didn't like any of them. I didn't like any of them. Jazz Club, Lazy Sunday Morning, Under the Lemon Trees, By the Fireplace, Bubble Bath, Autumn Vibes, Beach Walk, and Coffee Break, and Springtime in the Park. I like none of them. They came in a discovery set. I forgot where I got it from. Yeah, not feeling. I mean, it's like they were really forgettable, very forgettable. Then afterwards, I got a couple of By Kilians in here. Black Phantom. I love rum notes. I love coffee. No, I don't love coffee notes. And I don't know. I think cyanide, isn't that supposed to smell like almonds? It's bitter almonds, right? I think the coffee note was messing me up with Black Phantom. Straight to Heaven. What's in here? Rum, bourbon, vanilla, nutmeg, amber, patchouli, cedarwood. I like all of those notes, but somehow yet together it didn't capture my spirit. Didn't take me to church. Another By Kilian is Love Don't Be Shy. I know traditionally that's like the one that I guess Rihanna used to wear or does wear still, and it was cute, but there's another By Kilian that I think is far more exceptional than this one. But Love Don't Be Shy is orange blossom, honeysuckle, rose, marshmallow, and amber. Not a bad scent. Just didn't ended up for me. Zoologist, hummingbird. Now, hummingbird, what's in there? Apple, cherry, citrus, lilac, muguet, plum, rose, violet, leaf, and then honey, honeysuckle, mimosa, peonies, tulip, ylang. I think that's ylang ylang. And then amber, coumarin, cream, moss, musk, sandalwood, white woods. Whole bunch of stuff. I was supposed to Google what these mean, but we're here now. Muguet. Oh, Lily of the Valley. Really? Okay, so a plant. And what was the other one? Coumarin. I don't think I've ever heard of coumarin. Coumarin. Flavoring substance. Oh, cinnamon. It's like a cinnamon seed. Cassia cinnamon. Yeah, anyways, Hummingbird, I don't know. I don't remember why I didn't like hummingbird. I just did not. Also from zoologists, oh, I do know. I'm sorry. Hummingbird smelled too much like outside for me. It had an element of just being out in the grass that I didn't particularly appreciate. That's why I didn't like hummingbird. Next up is another zoologist offering called camel. Camel's notes are dried fruits, frankincense, palm date, some type of rose, amber, cedar, cinnamon, incense, jasmine, myrrh, orange blossom, civet, musk, oud, sandalwood, tonka bean, vanilla, and vetiver. Something in camel went left. I think it may have been the jasmine that's in there. I'm gonna say it's the jasmine. Something in there takes it just to the left of right in my nose. It just takes it off by a little bit, and I couldn't get down with it. It wasn't as bad as squid. It wasn't as bad as even hummingbird. But no. Next, Montal. I don't know if we talked about them yet. Montal is a fragrance house that makes some powerful scents. Everything from Montal that you spray is gonna last you all day. They had a couple that didn't quite do too much for me. Now, amber musk. Let's see, sweet amber, powdery notes. What are those? White musk, gray amber, cedar wood, and the fragrance notes there. Now, the problem with amber musk is that it reminds me of two fragrances that I love put together, and I didn't quite love it. I got a hint of another fragrance from Montal called Intense Cafe, and a fragrance from this fragrance house called Zherjav called Naxos. You put those two together for me, you put those two together, and you get amber musk, and it's not quite hitting the way I want it to. Next on the list, Wilhelm Parfumery Room Service. Let's see, it's mandarin, nectar, blackberry, pink orchid or orchid, my fault, bamboo, and black amber. I'm gonna say it's the bamboo in there that didn't quite get me where I needed to be. Like, at all. I wasn't with it. Something in it didn't. No. Let's see. There's some Tom Fords on the list. Tom Ford fragrances, for the most part, don't last long, and I would never justify. Well, I can't say never because I have two. Do I have two or three? I think I have two. But it's hard for me to justify purchasing a full-size bottle because a lot of the fragrances don't last very long. So the first one that didn't impress me was Vanille Fatale. It contains saffron, coriander, frangipani, roasted coffee, narcissus, which is another flower, vanilla, and suede. Did not like the suede or the saffron or the coriander or the frangipani or the roasted coffee. I didn't like pretty much anything in here but that vanilla. And it's kind of somehow it gives you like a saccharine type of sweet to it. By the way, narcissus is daffodil. What does a daffodil smell like? I don't get it. But that to me was a no. And also Tom Ford Tuberose New. Now the Tuberose New, I did really like the smell, but it was so strong and so heavy on the tuberose that it was an immediate headache. What's in there? Tuberose, Szechuan peppercorn, and suede. Yeah, immediate headache. Next, Parfums de Marly, Delina. Now Delina wasn't bad, but she was just barely cute. She wasn't. Parfum de Marly is expensive. And Delina smelled like something you can get down at Victoria's Secrets in them. At the top, you have rhubarb, lychee, bergamot, Turkish rose, peony, vanilla. In the middle, cashmere, musk, vetiver. Oh, that's all the notes. Wait, did I miss one? I'm sorry. Rhubarb, lychee, and bergamot were at the top. Turkish rose, peonies, and vanilla in the middle. And then cashmere and musk and vetiver at the bottom. It was a really cute fragrance, but it was like 12-year-old girl. Next, I have Navitus Crème Impériale. Sicilian lemon, jasmine, sambac, which is just jasmine, plum, iris, a note I don't like, cinnamon, Turkish rose, geranium, velvet jasmine, somehow different, guaiac wood, benzoin, and cedar wood. I didn't have, it wasn't repulsive, but it just smelled really familiar and I couldn't remember, I couldn't place what else it smelled like, so it was a no-go. Next, from Zherjav. Lyra. Lyra is missing some marks for me, and I don't know why. I usually, there's a lot of Zherjavs that I love. Lyra was not one of them. bergamot, blood orange, lavender. That's probably one thing there, lavender. Rose, jasmine, cinnamon, licorice, probably the licorice, vanilla, musk, and caramel. Yes, she's not quite. I feel like they should go back to the drawing board on that one. And I'm probably the only one who thinks that, because from what I read, a lot of people really like Lyra. Not so much for me. Then back to Maison Francis Kurtijohn, 754, which is a discontinued fragrance anyway. I was disappointed, and I understand why they don't make it anymore. Sweet pea, white sandalwood, lemon, freesia, lily of the valley. It just, there was no note in there that you could really make out and be like, ah, that's this. No, it just didn't. It was, I didn't get it. Next, Amouage Reflection Man, which is jasmine, neroli, sandalwood, rosemary, and rose. The rosemary in there is rough. It is sharp. And you got to really want to walk around smelling like rosemary for that one, for me. Then the next on the list is Amouage Epic Man. Pink pepper, frankincense, cumin, cardamom, saffron, mace, nutmeg, myrtle, geranium, myrrh, oud, sandalwood, patchouli, leather, cedar, musk, and castoreum. A whole lot in there I don't like. Pink peppercorns, not for me. Cumin, absolutely not. Saffron, nah. Mace, no also. Leather, no. And castoreum, we already discussed, I am not a fan. It just wasn't, it wasn't. When I think about men's fragrances that is really sharp, and I tend to not like the men who wear it, that is what that smelled like to me. Like that really arrogant guy, brosexual type of, it just, I wasn't with it at all. Next on the list, from Jo Malone again, dark amber and ginger lily. She ain't do much nothing for me. Amber, black orchid, black cardamom, ginger, and water lily. Yeah, just forgettable. BDK Parfums Grease Charnel. Now I know they came out with a Grease Charnel extract, which is gonna probably smell better. But for me, this one, I wasn't with it. Fig, black tea, cardamom, iris, bourbon vetiver, sandalwood, and tonka bean. It didn't smell like it was worth money, period. Next, Nishane Ambre Calabria. What's in her? Bergamot, galbanum, green leaves, jasmine, coriander, sweet amber, musk, and vanilla. It just smelled really soapy. Now, she snuck up on me, though. Because at first I didn't like it, and I literally wore it to bed. So as I'm getting, you know, sleepier, I'm like, oh, okay, this isn't that bad. It smelled better actually when I woke up in the middle of the night, so like 4 hours later. But why wait that long to enjoy something that is as expensive as a Nishane extract? So no thanks. And then finally for this segment, I have Ormond Jane Tolu, which is juniper berry, orange blossom, clary sage, orchid, rose, muguet, which is, what did we say it was? Not dandelion, but I forgot. Anyway, something common. Tolu, tonka bean, golden frankincense, and amber. Tolu, I thought I Googled it, but maybe I didn't. Oh, a balsam. Okay, Tolu is a resin. Excuse me. She didn't smell bad. She just didn't give me exactly what I needed. Oh, some honorable mentions from this. Byredo Baldafrique. Everybody talks about Baldafrique from Byredo. I sprayed it. I wasn't impressed. I can't imagine. Like, I didn't even care enough to write down the fragrance notes. It was a no. And then Tom Ford Oud Wood, which is supposed to be one of his, like, iconic scents. Yeah, I use it as bathroom spray. That's how I feel about it. Next, we're going to get into a different level of likeness for me in fragrances. Okay, let's talk about the ones that I liked, didn't love, would maybe one day get another sample to test drive it, maybe, but for the most part, I still wouldn't at this point purchase them. First, we have Jo Malone Vetiver and Golden Vanilla, which is cardamom, grape tea, cardamom, grapefruit tea, what is that? Vetiver, vanilla bourbon, and orchid. She smelled really good, but not enough for me to be like, ooh, what is that? I need to get that. BDK Parfums Passoir. I actually ended up getting multiple samples of this from, they were free samples with my order from, I think it was Scentsplit. Yeah. Black pepper, ginger, mandarin, pear, jasmine, king's chutney, okay, orange blossom, cashmere, patchouli, and amberwood. I didn't get the black pepper, even though it's supposed to be at the top. It's a nice smell. It's a nice, I think, office friendly type of fragrance, which is not my jam. I like the scent cloud. Next, I have a Maison Francis Coeur de Jean Gentle Fluidity Gold, which a lot of people like. It's not bad. It's just I wasn't sold. Nutmeg, vanilla, juniper berries, amberwood, coriander, and musks, which they tell you on their website they get from deer. It's a really, it was a nice, good, it was a good smell. Just, nice. Next, Mancera Soleil d'Italie. Citrus, pink pepper, cardamom, aquatic notes, whatever that means, rose, patchouli, vetiver, cedarwood, gray amber, white musk. I had the same issue with Soleil d'Italie that I had with Cedrat Bois, but I liked Soleil d'Italie more because the citrus doesn't disappear and then you get everything else. I think maybe because from the aquatic notes, it just kind of hangs around a little bit more. It makes no sense, but it's not a good scent up front for me. It's a good scent again 3 and 4 hours later. I'm like, oh no, that smells good. And why waste money on something that you're only gonna like on the back half of its shelf life or its scent life? No thanks. Next, Christian Dior Rouge Trafalgar, which is red berries, and they break down the berries, so strawberries and raspberries, mandarin, black currant, violet leaf, some sort of wood, patchouli and musk. I have some other Christian Dior's that I like more. This one, it was good. I didn't stink, but not enough to pay full price for a full bottle of it. Next, we have Montal Oud Amazing, which is oud, orange, bergamot, pear, fig, Irish jasmine, patchouli leather, vanilla, pink grape, never saw a pink grape, and white musk. The leather is obvious. And the iris, those two notes you can actually smell in there. It wasn't bad, but would I pay for a bottle of it right now? No. Wilhelm Parfumerie Dear Polly, which is bergamot apple, Ceylon black tea, oak moss, musk, black amber. I'm noticing a theme. Oak moss is not a note that I appreciate, just like leather, just like iris and orris, just like was it Castoreum? It's just not a note that my nose likes. So whenever it's in something, I tend to be able to pick up on it, and it's not usually in the positive. Sticking with Wilhelm, what's another one I tried? Morning Chess is another one I tried of theirs. It contains bergamot, Tuscan leather, galbanum, patchouli, and black amber. You can get the leather in that one too. Not horrible. It doesn't completely ruin it. I mean, it ruins it for me because I wouldn't buy it, but it's something that I can still leave my house wearing. Next, Raja Parfums? Raja Parfums Creation E. Rose Demi, a rose I've never heard of. Bergamot, geranium, ginger, neroli, jasmine, heliotrope, cardamom, pepper, tobacco, cognac, ambergris, patchouli, sandalwood, benzoin, and vanilla. So, Raja Parfums. Fragrances contain a lot of fragrance notes. All of them do. There's like 20 plus fragrance notes in every fragrance, and they don't always come off to me. It's like your nose has to like investigate the fragrance to pick up on most of the notes. But even so, it was kind of confusing at first, like. The top notes are so prominent, and then the heart notes are so prominent, and then the bass notes are so prominent. And your nose is just like, what is that? What is that? What is that? What is that? Again, I didn't feel like I stank. I just felt like I don't know that I would want multiple experiences of what is that? Oh my God, what is that? Throughout, the day wearing that fragrance, or throughout the month, or however long it would take me to use up that fragrance. So still a no. Not a hell no, but a no. YSL, it's Eve, I can't get my right. Saint Laurent, Lavestaire, Cabane. Not to be confused with Caftan, Cabane. Pink pepper, tonka, sandalwood. Pink pepper. Enough said. Parfums de Marly, Nichon. Snuck up on me. Another one that snuck up on me because I didn't like it at first, and then I'm like, oh, this isn't bad. The fragrance notes tell me exactly why. Right at the top, pink pepper, lime, grapefruit. In the middle, rose, geranium, saffron, and some other kind of pepper. And at the base, cedarwood, patchouli, cistus, labdanum, and amber. Yeah, cistus, saffron, pink pepper. And I don't know that I love the lime at the top either. Either way, it was cute. But again, full price, full size bottle, no. Another one, Ormond Jane Osmanthus, Pomelo, which is a citrus, if you've never seen one, Divana, Pimento, Osmanthus, which is a flower, Water Lily, and Jasmine Sandbach, which is just regular jasmine from China. Nothing really memorable about this. It smelled like half of the other fragrances on this list. It didn't take me anywhere. Next, Zherjav Acento Overdose. The notes are, quote, fruity, green, okay, pine, eucalyptus, jasmine, Bulgarian rose, and that mugwet. I forgot, what did we say that was? I gotta re-Google it. My mind is gone. Lily of the Valley. Okay, yeah. Like she'll do. She'll do. You need something to just, you're gonna be in a confined space and you don't want to smell like body. Pick it up. But for the price, I feel like you could go run to Walmart and get some from Bodycology to smell just as good. Next, Nichon 100 Silent Ways. Tuberose at the very top, mandarin, peach, white jasmine, gardenia, orris, vanilla, sandalwood, and vetiver. Usual suspects. Tuberose is just so damn strong. I need it to be like just wave the tuberose over the bottle. That's as much as you need. And then the orris on top of that, and the gardenia, it kind of gives older woman. Just it gives older woman, and I'm not there yet. Initial Parfums Blessed Baraka. I did not take fragrance notes from this. I'm just telling you, it smells exactly like a fragrance of theirs that I love that I have already called Side Effect. It smells just like Side Effect. If I smelled them both, I would not be able to tell you that one of them was not Side Effect. So no for them. And then Jo Malone Plum Blossom is plum blossoms, jasmine, white musk, sandalwood, bur and yeah. Cute, but again, Jo Malone fragrances are eau de toilette. They just don't last that long. They smell good, but I think it would be better. Those fragrances are better served as like a candle versus a something you spray on yourself. Tom Ford Eau de Soleil Blanc, Coco de Mer, whatever that is, Ylang Ylang, and Bergamot. Better than the Soleil Blanc that I tried sometime last year, like by a lot, but still not enough to justify Tom Ford prices. Hello. Not in this economy. And then last on this list is Parfum de Marly Greenlee, which is bergamot, mandarin, green apple, cashmere, petitgrain, oak moss, and a whole bunch of other stuff. One of my favorites, like fresh scents. It's definitely a spring summer kind of scent with the green apple in there. The only reason it doesn't win out is because of the price, and it's not like I wasn't completely in love with it. It's something that I could, take or leave. And again, like a lot of these other fragrances on this particular section, they all kind of smell like a little bit. So that is that list, and I'll come back with some more, and then we'll finish up the fragrance reviews for now. Okay, this is the part of the program when you realize how backwards I am, because I'm about to tell you the fragrances that I've tried, that I've sampled, that are now on my wish list. I didn't do fragrance notes for these. I don't know why, but I didn't. So first off, Maison Francis Coeur de Jean Baccarat Rouge 540 X-Trait. I have the regular Baccarat Rouge, but if I could get my hands on the extra, if I won the lottery today, first of all, if I won the lottery today, I'd buy every bottle I'm about to tell you about. But in particular, this one smells so good. I have a sample of it that I'm literally piecemealing. Like I'm not gonna touch it for a couple months, and then I might spray it once. Like it's like that. Yeah, Baccarat Rouge 540 X-Trait, I want. Next up from the House of Mancera, Hindu Kush. Hindu Kush, along with this other one, I tried Black Afghano that I did not review. I sprayed them, forgetting that there is that cannabis element in there and it smells just like cannabis. And leaving my house, I'm like, oh my God, I smell like weed. But it's a sweet kind of a cannabis smell, and it's one that I enjoyed and I would purchase full price without issue. I'm just not buying anything else right now. Next up, Maison Francis Coeur de Jean Oud Satin Mood. Now, Oud Satin Mood is sh strong as hell, and it kind of has an old lady powdery smell to it a little bit, but I think it's such a well put together fragrance. Like, if for some reason you have to put on Chanel number 5, I would, as your friend, again, if I won the lottery, I would replace your Chanel number 5 with Oud Satin Mood. It has that powdery smell to it, but it's not stank. Next up, Christian Dior Spice Blend. I really enjoyed that. It was spice, but it was kind of fruit a little bit. Loved it. This one right here, Zoologist Civet. Oh my God. Oh my God. I was scared to try the sample because of the name Civet. This was before I figured out that I loved that fragrance note of civet, because I learned that with this fragrance. It has a whole bunch of other stuff in it because zoologists, they're kind of like curators of fragrances, I would say. But civet smells so good, and so, it's so powerful. And I don't think anybody else in my family would like this smell. It's one of those that I would wear because I like it, and then F the rest. But yeah, absolutely jot me down for a full size bottle of civet one of these days. Next, Montal, there's two. Roses Musk. Wait, I feel like I bought roses. It must be in transit. I feel like I bought that. So skip that. But Montal Arabian's Tonka. It smells kind of similar to some of their, they kind of have the same DNA. It smells kind of similar, but something in it is so different and so captivating to me that I want it. I want it for myself. So yeah, Arabian's Tonka from Montal. Next, Wilhelm, excuse me, Parfumerie Basilico and Fellini. It's kind of like a peppery, grassy. I should have done fragrance notes on these so I can tell you what exactly it is I'm smelling, but I didn't. Okay, just trust me when I say it smells good. Yeah, Roses Musk. I have that. See, I'm not crazy. I know I have that one. Basilico and Fellini smells really good, and it's not like a what am I trying to say? It smells good. Moving on. It's on the wish list. Clive Christian Art Nouveau. No, so let me start over. Clive Christian XX Art Nouveau Water Lily. If I had $550 to just F off on a fragrance, that would be the one bottle that I would have. It smelled so good. It smelled good when I sprayed it initially. It sprayed good on my skin. It sprayed good. It smelled good throughout its through as long as I could smell it. It smelled amazing. Again, $550. No ma'am, no Pam, no ham, no turkey. Next, another one, Bond Number 9 Dubai Emerald. Now, Bond Number 9 gets a lot of hype within the fragrance community that I've seen so far, but normally they talk about Bleecker Street. That's the one that's more readily available. But Dubai Emerald smelled good, and I immediately wanted it. It's on the wish list. Parfums de Marly Delina Exclusive is another one. Now, the regular Delina I tried, and I was like, okay. It's giving 12-year-old girl. But I sprayed the Delina Exclusive right on top of it, and I'm like, oh, that's the much better option. It's yeah, it's on the wish list. Parfums de Marly, a little pricey. It's on the wish list. Another Parfums de Marly that's on the wish list is Oriana. I think Oriana is the best out of the three, the Delina Exclusive. Oriana is better than both of those. She's that girl. Next, YSL Black Opium Floral Shock. So, heads up, I enjoyed all of the Black Opiums, all of them. I have a sample of Green Illicit that I love. I have a sample of Nuit Blanche, and I don't think they sell that one anymore. I love it. I don't have the extreme or the intense one, but I love it. And if I could get my hands on that Floral Shock, a full size bottle, I would. Another YSL from their private collection, 6 place sans soupice, something like that. I couldn't stop sniffing my elbows and putting my nose down in my shirt. I smelled that good. It's amazing. On the wish list. Also, back to number nine, bar number nine, Bleecker Street is on my wish list too, just not as deep as I want. Dubai Emerald. This one here is, this is so ignorant of me. Dolce & Gabbana, the only one intense, is on my wish list. Now, Dolce & Gabbana, in relation to the other smells that I want, is very inexpensive. Excuse me, we talked about the $550 Cloud Christian, okay? Dolce & Gabbana might be like $80 right now, but for some reason, I just can't. Something in me won't let me get it. I don't know why. Something in me just won't let me buy it for myself at all. Next on the wish list is, oh, was this the last one? No, definitely not. Christian Dior Holy Pe Peony? Holy Peony? Yeah. Peony, the flower. Holy Peony, it smells like you have been doused in fruit juice. It smells sweet, just like the peony flowers do for that, 2 to 3 weeks that they're in bloom. I wore it the other day when I went out to Smoke City, Atlanta. And I smelled good all night long. Like even through the smoke, I smelled good. It's that good. So a full size bottle is definitely on the wish list one of these days. Next, I have two Frederick Malle fragrances that I want. I just used today the last couple of drops of my Portrait of a Lady sample. I'm heartbroken. It smells so good. It smells like a grown person. I know men like it. Men love it. And the raspberry on top of the rose is, I think, what it is. Because I thought I didn't like rose scents until that one. The raspberry just gives you a little bit of a fruit edge. Portrait of a Lady is the fragrance that I originally sprayed on myself, was regretful. And then all throughout the day, I'm writing or whatever, and I'm going back to the paper that I wrote on. I'm like, well, what is that smell? Is that me? That's what it smells like. It's such a beautiful fragrance, and I want it for myself. She expensive, she like 400 and some change, but that's what I want. Another Frederick Malle is Carnal Flower. There's actually two more Frederick Malles, Carnal Flower and Musk Ravageur. Just beautiful fragrances, just beautiful fragrances. Another one by Arabian Oud, it's called Rasala. I'm still working on a sample of that, piecemealing myself. That's on the wish list as well. This fragrance from Tiziana Terenzi called Cassiopeia, on the wish list. Creed, they finally made one that I wanted. It's called Green Irish Tweed. It smells like Irish Spring soap. I'm not a big fan of soapy smells, but this one for some reason does something to my spirit, and I think it's beautiful. Paco Rabanne. Now I have 1 million and 1 million Privé, but I'm still working on a sample of Lady Million. And I think it's beautiful. I'm just working through all of my other samples, but she's on the wish list. Tom Ford is on the wish list. Imagine that. Noir Extreme. I think besides Tobacco Vanille and Ebony Fume May, which is the one I just came out with, this is one of his best offerings, Noir Extreme. Oh, we talked about Montal Intense Cafe. That's on my wish list. Another YSL Black Opium. Green Illicit is on my wish list. BDK Parfums, Velvet Tonka. Now, I ordered Velvet Tonka from ZGO Perfumery, and the bottle, the sample bottle, like broke or something. So when I opened it up, it got all over my hand. So I didn't get to give an official test, but from what I smelled, that's right up my alley. So you're on the wish list. Raja Parfums, Diaghilev. Now, Diaghilev is, I believe, their most expensive fragrance. So I had to get a sample just to see what all the fuss was about. And I understand. Now, that's also one of the ones that shocked me. Like when I first sprayed it, I was like, ooh, stinky shit. And then once I kind of, walked around the house and I'm like, oh, wait, no. I really like this. Like I really like this. Yeah, so Raja Diaghilev, I'm looking at, what is this, Fragrance X? I don't know if this is an accurate place, but 3.5 ounce $798. Yeah, Diaghilev usually goes for a grand plus. But it's a beautiful, like old school French kind of stuffy type of a vibe. But it's such a beautiful fragrance. Even I can appreciate it. Like, I'm not, like I said, I hate Chanel number five. But this is one I can get down with. Another one. Oh, another Tiziana Terenzi called Orion. I have half of my sample left. She's on the wish list for a full size bottle. Anything else on the wish list? I think that's it. Yeah, I think that's it. I would tell you the ones that I have now. And don't judge me. Hold on. We'll get to it. Okay, yeah, so I'm not gonna say which ones I have, because I'm still gonna be end up reviewing them along with the samples that I'm working with. But that was it. I just want to tell you guys what I've been into recently. It's been fragrances. This could definitely be some of the ADHD OCD kicking in, but whatever. I'm not gonna stink. So we'll ride with it. I'm gonna get back to actually doing the podcast. I say that every 3 months, but I have a lot I want to talk about, a lot I want to get into. Bear with me, and I'll bother you guys another time. Thanks for hanging out.